Over in Genesis chapter 8, we read this, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." And then in the book of the Song of Solomon, in chapter 4, verse 10, says, "How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse, how much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb, honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, camphor and spikenard, spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrhs and aloes, with all the chief spices. A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved." Then over in the book of John, in chapter 18 and verse 1, it says, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden into which he entered, and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oft-times resorted thither with his disciples." And then in John 19, verse 40, "Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, where never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day for the sepulchre was nigh at hand." The Lord planted a garden. The scripture tells us exactly where he planted it. It said he planted it eastward in Eden. A garden is not a weed patch. A garden is something that you specifically mark out a spot for, and you plant the plants in it that you want to be there. And the Lord planted the garden, and He was pleased to put man in it. Scripture says that He put Adam in that garden. And this was the planting of the Lord. It was the purpose of God to make this garden. And, of course, we read of those other gardens there. He likens the church of God, the people of God, to a garden. He said, "Thou art a garden walled around. You're set apart. You're a peculiar place. You're a spot that is designed by my hand." And so the Lord, in His mercy and kindness, has made a place in the earth for His people. And He's made a people for the place. And He said, "You are my planting. You are those whom I have planted in my garden." And this is a precious place to Him. Now, we also see that the Lord resorted to a garden whenever He was under great burden. The Scripture says that He often went to the garden, which we commonly refer to as Gethsemane, which means the wine press. And that's that it should be called the wine press, because it was there that the Lord was pleased to put Himself in that press to bear our sin, to be our substitute, which is what we come today to remember, the Lord's death till He comes again. And it is also in a garden where the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was laid. Now, what a glorious thing to think that the God who created the world and made a garden for the benefit of men and put a man in it and gave him everything. He put within that garden the tree of life, planted it there, so that man might eat of it, and that he might live. And yet we know the outcome of that situation. And we've seen the result of it. But this was not a garden that was planted by mistake. It was a garden that was planted on purpose. And all that occurred in that garden was according to the purpose of God, that He might reveal to us, to His people, something far greater than the glories of creation, as great as they are. And so it's only fitting that He should come to a garden, is it not, that was planted by men. Now think about it. God planted a garden and He put a man in it. And yet here He is coming to a garden that men planted, that He might bear their sin. And the script says he went over the brook Cedron. Now, I've mentioned this before in times past, but to refresh your memory, the brook Cedron was really a sewer. It was a little creek-like that ran from the middle of Jerusalem. And in it was cast all of the sacrifice, the blood from the sacrifices and whatnot was cast into this river or creek. And it ran, I don't know where the ultimate, where it ran to, but it, in any event, it was a black stream because of all the blood that was there. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ crossed over that sewer of sin into this garden that man had planted that he might be our substitute. And when he went into that garden, he didn't pray for himself, but he prayed for us. And he didn't just pray for everybody, but he prayed specifically for those, he said, whom the Lord had given him. He said, thine they were, and thou hast given them to me. And he said, Father, keep them. Keep them. When he went there to that garden, he had no thought for his own self. Because if he had, he'd have never went to the garden. If he had, he would have departed from the garden. He said, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. And then he saw fit to be buried in a garden. Because you see, it was this garden, this place that man had planted, that he was pleased to come into a sepulcher that man had hewed out of the ground. Now, God doesn't need a sepulcher, does he? I mean, can God die? Can he who's eternal cease to be? And we know the answer to that. Of course, he cannot. But yet, the God who created the heavens and the earth did hang upon Calvary's cross. And he did pour out the blood that was in his body for the remission of sin. And he did ordain that his body be taken and laid in a grave hewed out by the hands of men. In a garden that was planted by men. And yet it was in this same place that Mary came early on the first day of the week. And the Lord appeared to her there. And he said, don't weep. He said, go and tell the disciples and Peter that I go before you. And dear brethren, it is this one whom we speak of here today that we remember in this bread and in this wine, because he gave himself in our behalf. And he poured out his blood. And he said to us, remember this until I come again. And because of that which took place in this garden, and that which was revealed in this garden, and the resurrected Christ was seen in this garden. You see, the Lord has brought all things to pass for our benefit, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. And it is according to the mercy of God that He has shown us these things and given us a privilege to be partakers of something that even the angels of heaven cannot even touch. He never told them to do this, did He? He never put a one of them in the garden. He never created a garden for them. But He created a garden for us. And He has cleansed the garden. See, the garden that He created didn't need to be cleansed. He barred man from coming back to it, did He not? His garden was pure. But the garden of men that men planted, it needed to be cleansed. And the Lord Jesus Christ, by His own blood and according to His purposes, cleansed that garden. And it's in this garden where we meet with the Lord. That we can't meet with the Lord in the garden that He planted, because He put the angels there with the swords that barred us from doing it. And that's exactly what you had reference to. Their earthly flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. It can't do it. But yet, men, real men, men who can be seen and touched, shall indeed inherit the kingdom of heaven. And we've been given the earnest of that before us right now, and told to remember His death till He comes again, because it is in what He did that gives us a right and a reason that we can approach unto Him. And so He created the garden and He put man in it, and then He cast man out. But yet He came to a garden that man planted, and He cleansed it by His own blood. And He rose from the dead. And He said, I live forevermore. And He said, temporarily, in the meantime, until I come, I'm giving you this, that you might remember me. May the Lord give us a mind that we might remember Him.